From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. An attack on an ISIS stronghold. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State group after launching a new operation Thursday. Kurdish officials say their forces were in control of villages on either side of the town and had taken control of a key road on a major supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul to the east and the group's self-proclaimed capital to the west in Raqqa, Syria. The United Nations, African Union, and European Union are calling for talks between Burundi's government and the opposition to resolve that country's deepening political crisis. In a joint statement Thursday, top officials of all three bodies said it is urgent that the sides meet either in the Ethiopian or Ugandan capitals. The UN Security Council is expected to unanimously adopt a resolution Thursday calling for an end to violence in Burundi and threatening sanctions against anyone who stands in the way of the search for a peaceful solution. The measure expresses concern about ongoing escalation of insecurity in Burundi and the lack of dialogue among its parties. Diplomats in New York have said the UN could rush peacekeepers into Burundi if calm doesn't return soon to the East African nation. Authorities in Burundi, however, say the country is not in flames, that there is no chance of mass murder. Clashes briefly broke out Thursday between riot police and protesters in central Athens.
Russian sports are being rocked by
after competition over doping. Russian President